From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. South Korean divers are now retrieving bodies from inside the sunken ferry, but no signs of life yet. The confirmed death toll is now 61. Jason Strother in Seoul reports relatives of the more than 200 still missing are furious with Malaysian authorities and tried to stage a protest.
The relatives of the missing high school children are very upset. They're very frustrated with the government. Around 100 or so today had a standoff with the police on the island of Jindo. They were trying to march across the bridge there to take their frustration and grief all the way, 300 miles north up here to Seoul, to the capital. However, police confronted them on the bridge, prevented them from crossing. The families have accused the government since the start of this whole ordeal of dragging its feet, of not coming through with its pledges. They're very frustrated. They say that divers, the rescue effort just did not move as fast as they hoped it would.
Jason Strother reporting from Seoul. In eastern Ukraine, officials are calling for calm after a shootout at a checkpoint manned by pro-Russian fighters killed at least three people. Russia blames militant Ukrainian nationalists. Republican Senator Bob Corker, the ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee, told NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. has to do more to defend Ukraine or Russia will annex it.
I think Russia is going to do it overtime, the way they're doing it with black ops, intimidation. I think we're going to lose eastern Ukraine if we continue as we are.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat on the committee, says tougher sanctions against Russia are necessary to send a message to Russian President Putin he has gone far enough.
The time is now to rapidly ratchet up our sanctions, whether it's on Russian petrochemical companies or on Russian banks.
The armed clashes appear to be the first since an international agreement was reached last week in Geneva to ease tensions in eastern Ukraine. Preparations are underway in Boston for the 118th running of the Boston Marathon. NPR's Ader Palter reports.
This year, the field of runners was expanded to 36,000 to make room for those who did not finish last year. So no matter where you find yourself in the Boston area, you're greeted by marathon jackets proclaiming Boston stronger. Dave McGilvery has directed the race for 27 years. He says if the bombing changed the Boston Marathon, it did so for the better.
Yeah, we lost a little bit. We're all victimized, but at the same time, we're back. And I always feel like a scar on your body is stronger than the original skin.
The race this year will also feature one of the strongest American fields seen in years. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Boston.
Asian markets are open and trading. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is ahead 0.2%. This is NPR News. President Obama plans to visit families of victims of the mudslide in Washington state. The president will stop in Oso, Washington on Tuesday to view the devastation from the mudslide that happened March 22nd, killing at least 39 people. This morning at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, thousands of people gathered for Easter Sunday Mass. Pope Francis prayed for peace and diplomacy in Syria and Ukraine, as well as a halt to brutal terrorist attacks in parts of Nigeria. This year, both the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Easter fall on the same day. The Jewish holiday of Passover is also underway. Nearly two decades of acrimony between Prince and Warner Brothers Records is over. The singer and the label have reunited, as NPR's Jess Jang reports.
Prince, who once described himself as a slave to Warner Brothers Records, has patched things up with the label. In a statement, the musician said the deal means a new studio album is on the way. As a little taste of what's coming, Prince put out a new single Friday. It's a 4-minute funk ballad called The Breakdown. As part of the deal, the label says it will reissue Prince's classic album Purple Rain, just in time for the 30th anniversary. Jess Jang, NPR News, Washington.
Oscar Mayer is recalling 96,000 pounds of wieners because they contain cheese. The USDA says packages of Kraft's Oscar Mayer Classic wieners mistakenly contain the cheese and the labels don't reflect it. The problem was discovered last week by a customer. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.